But we'd like to welcome our speaker, Isham Bashur, uptake of gentamicin, tylosin, and oxytetracycline by lettuce and radish bulbs.
Thank you. Well, thank you for staying. This work is done at the American University of Beirut, and a little bit of propaganda at the beginning. This university was established in 1866. It is the largest American institution outside the United States. We have medical school, engineering, agriculture, and arts and science like everybody else. We have the students are about 8,000, and we have about 750 faculty full-time. So it's about 12-1, the ratio of students to faculty. It's a beautiful campus. I encourage everybody to come and visit it. It's part of a program. The question is, should we really allow people use antibiotics for animals for prevention? I mean, for treatments, of course, they have to be used. After we conducted a survey and we saw what a kind of antibiotics people use for fattening animals and chickens. And we have a list of 17 antibiotics. Five of them are the most. These are three common ones. Then we, the antibiotics are put now in some countries it's allowed to. And people defend the benefits. And in Europe, it's not allowed except for treatment. In our country, still the government didn't come with a decision to allow it or not, or to prevent it. And we know that antibiotics are natural antisynthetic chemicals. There are some of them, they are bacteria. They kill the bacteria or it stop its growth. Some are broad spectrum, and some are very specific and narrow spectrum. These three antibiotics, they have the same mechanism than protein synthesis and inhibitors, and they are different sizes and chemistry. We have the oxytetracycline is small, and the with molecular weight in 450 about, and the gentamicin is similar size, tylosin is bigger. Because, again, there's a theory that plants will not absorb large molecules. Well, this is the problem. Whatever we put in the environment really comes back to us. We cannot just throw it in the field. Either as an antibiotic goes in the water, or it goes into the feed to the animal, comes back in the milk or the meat, or in the manure. And the question is, we really wanted to know, does the antibiotic that goes directly in the soil without manuring, or a soil with manuring, is there a difference in the uptake? And we know that about 70 to 90% of the antibiotic, once it's given to the animal, it is passed in 24 hours or so, either as the same or it is, and goes in the milk and it goes also in the manure, a big part of it in the manure, and then people take it some take it fresh and use it for as manuring to improve the production of their crop, of their soil. And here are the objectives. As I mentioned, the three antibiotics were tested. We want to see, is the effect of antibiotic level in the soil to accumulate? And here we tested two crops that we consume fresh, lettuce and radish. One of them is leafy. The other one is a root crop. And the effect of manuring on the uptake. So we ran a pot experiment, and we used those two crops, as I mentioned, freshly consumed lettuce. We put one one plant per pot. And for the radish, we put 5 seeds in every pot. And they were watered as needed. The whole thing was put in a plastic bag, so we don't have leaching, and we didn't add much water. We added just as a little bit of water, so as needed. Sometimes we used also weight to control the moisture. The manuring was 5%. We added 5% manure. So we mixed the antibiotic with the manure first, and then we mixed the manure with the soil. And we dissolved the antibiotic in 100 milliliter water and mixed with the manure and mixed with the soil, put it in the bag and put it in the soil. We spiked it as different concentration ranging between 0 to 10 milligram antibiotic per kilogram of soil. Why we went to 10? Because literature says it ranges between 0 and 20, most of it. So 10 is a good average. And with soil without manure, we added the antibiotic directly to the water, mixed it in the soil, but we didn't add any manure for that. We ran it in 3 replicates in the greenhouse. While we used ELISA technique to measure the antibiotics for in the plant tissue, and these are the results. Of course, I start with the gentamicin in lettuce leaves. We start with the lettuce. We'd see that, of course, where we, with the zero gentamicin, it was taken only with the soil that has manure in it. One observation also, that of course 2.5, then the 5, and then the 10 milligram per kilogram, the concentration of antibiotic didn't increase with the increasing of the level in the soil. But there was no significant difference. There were small traces, but in the soil without manure. So manuring is improving the antibiotic uptake. And this is in the roots, also the same thing. And the manuring, so the lettuce took the antibiotic from the soil with the addition of manure, kept some in the roots, and passed it almost 1-to-1 ratio root to shoot, to leaves. The oxytetracycline was not absorbed. It was taken by traces, but it was not significant and quantities. And here, it was not found in the leaves. Let me say it this way. And again, it was not found in the roots. So lettuce didn't take the oxytetracycline. And this is another small antibiotic. So the theory of the molecular weight of the antibiotic, it's not the only reason the plant will not absorb it. And tylosin, only the high concentration, we found only this treatment that was significant. So again, it is not similar to gentamicin. And it was concentrated in the roots at 5 and 10 milligram per kilogram. The gentamicin in reddish, again, so the gentamicin was taken by lettuce, was taken by reddish, and again, manuring made it significant. The concentrations became significant, about 16. And gentamicin in reddish leaves, even we analyzed the leaves to see it was the same story. Manuring helped the gentamicin be absorbed in the root and transported to the leaves. Oxytetracycline in reddish roots was found. So it was found in the root of the radish, but not the lettuce. Oxytetracycline in reddish leaves, also only the high concentration was found, and only in the soil without manure. It's just the results. Tylosin in reddish roots and leaves, we tested it in the manuring. You'll see that tylosin is there Because in previous studies, we did it in a soil that it's not manured and it was taken, so tyrosine again was absorbed. So here we have, if I were to summarize the results easily, and concentrating on the edible part of the plant, and we'll see that in the lettuce, the gentamicin was taken in significant quantities, tyrosine significant but lesser quantities, oxytetracycline was not in the leaves, radish was absorbed less than even it's a root plant, and tyrosine both were absorbed significantly in the radish, and oxytetracycline really was very little, but we found it in trace quantities, so it was only about 3 to 5 nanogram per kilogram. The question is, we did some work also about composting, and we found that those antibiotics, some of them would stay for a week half-life, okay? Some would stay for 2 months. So composting would help reduce the problem, but would not help solving it. Actually, the best way to solve it is to use less, pollute less. So if they don't, and there's a lot of antibiotic being used as preventive rather than for treatment. And so I am one of those who encourage to not allow the antibiotic be used for preventive reasons or for fattening reasons on the chicken and the animals and the cows, because they fatten faster, and use them only for treatment under sick conditions, and the less we use of them, the less we pollute, and the better our environment would be. And I thank you and for questions. Actually, I want to mention one thing. Oxytetracycline was not uptaken, but it stayed in the environment and stayed in the soil. Maybe its effect would be worse on the bacteria and on the microorganisms in the soil rather than the little bit we take and we consume. And yes, the higher levels, actually, we went sometimes to higher levels, and that affected the growth, reduced the growth is much higher. But, when we went to more than 20 and 30, gentamicin and tyrosine and gentamicin, they reduced the plant growth. So it affects the yield, it affects the growth, and it will affect the environment. And this is a story of a microorganism developing resistance to antibiotics. We all hear about it, and it gets to us sometimes. So,
right. So the size didn't really make any difference. If there's not any predictability, Basically every new antibiotic we need a different data set on. Because we're not, is that what you're saying, on how many different antibiotic compounds there are? There's no apparent relationship between molecular characterization of the antibiotic and the subject.
I think 2 factors will affect. The sizes, they are exactly the same group. These are 2 different chemistry. Oxytetracycline has a lot of charge, and the literature says that it is really don't move in the soil. It gets absorbed through the soil. It will not go into the soil solution like the gentamicin. Now, with a running experiment, I'm putting it in the hydroponic to see if it will drink it in water. That's observed. But if they are 2 different chemicals, they are 2 different chemicals. The charge is very important. And the size and the chemical formula both are.